Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. The focus of the programme this week is a very successful Ballyshannon-based company, Get Up and Go Publications. It produces high-quality, inspirational diaries, journals and planners that go far beyond Ireland's shores. Indeed, the publications can really inspire and motivate and are beautifully produced and illustrated. In recent years, the company has expanded its range considerably and sales to date are now up around the 600,000 mark. Well, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by Katrina McGloin, the Managing Director of Get Up and Go Publications, and also Brendan Sands, who is Director of Sales and co-owner of the business, which is based in Portnason in Ballyshannon. And we have a very interesting story to tell you all in this edition. The company... Well, it can trace back, I suppose, the roots to 2001. And perhaps, Brendan, we'll start off with yourself. You're living in Ballyshannon. You're from County Down. You've been involved in the company since 2008. But the actual origins and the whole thought process for what we now have actually goes back somewhat further.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Thanks for inviting us into your studio here at Island Radio. And yes, you're correct. The diary started off in 2001 by a girl called Glenda Devlin, who came from South Africa. Glenda had a life with her husband, Tommy, who unfortunately was diagnosed with a serious illness. And it actually led to an untimely death in 2004. And Glenda actually had the opportunity then to create like this diary called the Irish Survivor's Diary. Well, it was to help others and, you know what I mean, herself to deal with, you know, challenges in life just that was at, there at the time. Then in 2006, Eileen Forrestal, who had used the Irish Survivor's Diary herself in the challenging times in her own life, she was raising money for an NGO school in Cambodia, and she approached Glenda and asked for a donation. But Glenda instantly recognised there was an opportunity here for them to embark on a business. I joined the company in 2008, and as everybody says, I was bringing energy and enthusiasm to the company, you know. So I was going to be travelling and going on the road and being out there selling the stuff, you know. So then we went on to sort of embrace the digital age as best we can, and even right now, we have our website, which is www.getupandgodiary.com. And an opportunity to actually get it out there into the Lake of America and, you know what I mean, other countries, as well as myself travelling around Ireland. And that's just the way it was at the time. So Glenda departed the company in 2016, and Eileen stayed on as a shareholder, and she stepped aside last year, you know, to pursue her own coaching business. And then Katrina... As you'll hear in a few minutes, Katrina will come on as a director, and Mr. Jerry Kelly from Dublin come on as a director as well. And the rest is just like history. We just keep going.
Now, I'm told, Brendan, you're the face and the mouth very much on the sales side of it, the engine behind it all. Katrina McGloin, originally from Kinloch in Leitrim. Before we look at the business itself, Katrina, just a little bit about your own background. You were heavily involved with the Children's Medical and Research Foundation at Crumlin Hospital in Dublin, which many people will know about, and you had a number of roles there.
Yeah, I left from school and then joined the Children's Medical, well, it was called the Society for the Promotion of Research then, and became the Children's Medical and Research Foundation when it took on actual fundraising to provide supplementary funding for Our Lady's Hospital and for equipment. Before that was primarily for research into children's diseases and ailments. So then it became a two-fold charity of doing both things. And I worked there for many years, and then I was in finance. And I, before I left, 11 years ago now, I was involved in community fundraising. And actually I covered Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, and had many successful fundraising events here in Donegal over the years. And then I took a few years out. My parents were unwell and moved back to the Northwest. And in 2016, I joined Get Up and Go Publications. And I'm still there. And last year, as Brendan said, I became a director and managing director.
Great. Now, as you both know, positivity can be so important. And, you know, both of you on your business card, the tagline, we aspire to inspire. And this is really part of what it's all about, because Get Up and Go Publications, you supply inspirational diaries, journals and planners. It's a huge potential market out there. So maybe I'll bring you back in, Brendan, and just tell us a little bit about the diaries that you have and the positivity that people can get out of them. There's messages, they're beautifully produced. We'll go through, and we have some of them here in studio. On each page, we have various quotations, and it's fair to say that these diaries can actually change people's lives in many ways.
Yes, that's correct. Well, as your tagline said there, you know, we aspire to inspire, and we want to inspire people to, you know, I mean, to get up and go for a better days, just better life, just everything. You know what I mean? And even it will support your mental health as well. Okay, so there's a bit of humor in it, and there's a bit of wisdom in it, and what I would say, like, there's a bit of good crack in it as well, along with like some of the serious stuff that actually, you know, that affects you, but. Yeah, we're out there making a difference, and honestly, I can honestly say that I have a friend of mine that actually, he said that the book, he was waiting on a lung transplant for cystic fibrosis, and he said the book saved his life. He just read it every day and it kept him going.
And if we look at the diaries, Katrina, you have your own graphics people over the years who've helped. You know, they're beautifully illustrated. There's a lot of thought goes into them, and the design is so important in something like this. But I take it the feedback that you get when people see them, that, you know, that there's a wow factor.
Absolutely, wow factor. You know, we've been very lucky. We had one lady for many years, and now we're very lucky this year to found a new designer, because the other lady, unfortunately, had passed on. And, yeah, there is a wow factor. In fact, I got an email yesterday from a customer who said, I received your beautiful diaries this morning. And, yeah, people just love them, you know, because they're colourful. They're light, and yet they're, you know, they're very inspiring. And and there's a lot of feel good. There's a feel good factor about them. And that's what we want. You know, we want to really support people. I mean, we're all dealing with challenging times. And if we can do our little bit to support people and, you know, just pick up the diary daily. There's a thought for every day. There are different little sayings, quotes and little poems that can really inspire people. And, you know, feedback we get from people is that they find they really inspire them and have got them through very, very challenging times.
And Katrina, just looking through here, for example, the Get Up and Go diary for 2025, you also have been able to incorporate a little bit of Irish into things.
Yes, in our Irish Get Up and Go diary, which is actually our signature diary, we have on the first page of each month, we have an Irish quote, and then we have a quote from an Irish person as well on that page. So just to make it a truly Irish diary.
Now, the actual quotes that you have, who's doing all the hard work to get all these quotes? Because that must be time-consuming. I mean, I'm reading here, this is the Get Up and Go diary for 2025, and I've just randomly picked out two pages. Monday, May the 12th next year, do what you can with what you have, where you are, Theodore Roosevelt, and then I skip on, and we have Albert Einstein. It is every man's obligation to put back into the world at least the equivalent of what he takes out of it. You know, thought-provoking stuff, but who's putting it all together?
Well, I'm going to say that Katrina does, and Katrina's going to say that I do. So we actually work like fairly close and fairly tight on it, just you know, putting the stuff together.
And Brendan, you know, you could be out and about any part of the country on the road, if you hear a little expression that you think, yeah, I haven't heard that before, no doubt you're noting it down.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do a lot of travelling around the country. I cover every county, and, you know what I mean, I visit, like, you know what I mean, the like of bookshops, craft and gift shops, newsagents, parish centres and religious outlets, not to mention like the health stores and the chemists. And, you know, I mean, even in these stores, especially the chemists and the health store, they're actually saying it's a health product. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just for your head, like, you know, really for your well being and, you know, this type of thing, you know, as well, you know. But yes, if I do hear some stories, I'll just come out and I'll write it in the diary, and I'll go back on it and we'll pick it up.
So these diaries that are published in Ireland by Get Up and Go Publications, the head office in the Cornhill Business Complex in Ballyshannon. Brendan, if we go back to sort of when you joined the company in 2008, quite a different time from now. I presume the product range was a lot smaller. Maybe there was just one diary and you didn't have the advantage of the internet. And, you know, I suppose your target market then was a lot smaller than it is now.
It was, yes. We just actually started off with one product because the diary changed from the Irish Survivors Diary to the Irish Get Up and Go Diary. And we just had one product at the time, and I had to go around the shops. And like, you go in with a brand new product, you've got one product, and you've got to, you know, get the customer, get your partner, which is going to be your shop, to take your product on and to trust you, you know. And there's a lot of work at the very start just to get out there and to, once again, get people to have enough confidence in you to continue with the product. And then as years goes on, you know what I mean, like as years went on, then we had the diary for the busy woman. It's the Get Up and Go Diary for Busy Women. You know, the 2025 edition is there now. And then we had a young person's diary. We have a diary called the Get Up and Go Diary. So that goes predominantly on sales in Northern Ireland and it crosses the divides. It doesn't make any difference in anybody, but just we just took a word of it. And then we have the gratitude diary as well.
With a lovely soft padded cover.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's once again, that's a feel good factor the very first time you pick it up, you know. And then we went on recently till our latest product was probably the Get Up and Go Diary for Wellbeing. You know, it's just a well-being journal. Once again, it's about the well-being and the managing of your own well-being. You know what I mean? And you can keep it private to yourself as well, you know?
So and by going for quality, you know, I'm sure you could have cut costs and produced an inferior product. But, you know, the moment you have this is a very well-produced product.
Yeah.
It's got quality written all over it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We could have went for and what we actually like to do as well, we actually like to create employment, like printing in Ireland and this type. So we're actually creating the employment in Ireland as well, you know.
And that is great in itself because, I'm sure, you know, it could have been outsourced to the other end of the
world.
And a big carbon footprint and whatever. So.
That's correct. The other thing too is, you know, I was going to say earlier on there, whenever you go into these shops or whenever I go into these shops, I the way that I like to see it is people actually buy people. So if I'm having a conversation with you and I can produce a product, the conversation that I've had with you, you can trust me in my conversation. So I feel like, you know, if you had if you have a great product and a great personality, people will take enough confidence up to actually take you on and see how it goes from there. You know, so my tagline on that is people buy people.
Absolutely. Now, Katrina, just looking at the range of products that you have, the internet has obviously enabled you to expand your customer base dramatically because presumably Brendan was going around the country and it was just personal calls all the time. Now somebody can go online, find out about you, and no doubt you're getting orders from everywhere.
Actually, the furthest, Chris, was Belize.
Right.
Yeah, but we've had Japan, we've had Australia, quite a few from Australia, all over America, UK, Jersey yesterday, all over, and Ireland as well. And actually, back in 2020, when we were all going through a difficult time, the number of people who sent our Irish diaries to their friends and families all over the world was just huge. And that has continued, and people are buying now themselves for their friends.
Yeah.
And actually, last week I had a lady home on holidays from Australia who had been sent to, and she made sure she bought one before she went back. She rang me up to get one. And people go online, www.getupandgodiary.com, from all over.
And as you said before, we started this interview, you know, a lot of people may come across one of these diaries in a shop,
mm-hmm.
and the beauty of it is they like it, so they're going to come back next year, buy it in the shop or online.
Right,
so
yeah.
no doubt there's some people who've probably been buying this every year for years.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see the names coming in now, and I say, oh, there's such and such, you know, and I've sometimes email interaction with them and say, you know, great to hear from you again. And yeah, we've people buying for well, I'm there since 16, so I certainly know people who are buying for the last 8 years religiously.
Yep. So, Brendan, you're going around the country. You're calling into to various stockists. The Christmas period, I suspect, especially with the dairy, that's the key time of year, that run up to Christmas. That's, so you need to get the stock in.
Yeah, that's the highlight of our year. You know, I mean, coming to the end of the year, and I'm going to say as well, even right now we have a tourist market. It was something we discovered by accident. That, you know, the craft shops and all around the country, with the tourists just calling in, looking for small crafty things, this type of thing, you know. And as Katrina was saying, you know, even customers from America, some maybe American customer maybe will buy one book because they saw the Irish get up and go dairy, oh, I'll take that home. And they get to read it on the aircraft or somewhere on the way home, and they think, oh, I should have bought another two of those. And that's where they come in then to Katrina, you know.
Yeah. And Katrina, maybe you can tell me a little bit about the Daily Guide to Wellbeing. This is a more recent product that's come onto the market, and you know, I can go in randomly at any page, and it's a mine of information, a mine of positivity. We've health planners, food planners, all sorts of tips, a refrigeration planner, 30-minute garden, bathing, pick me up. Again, as you say, you know, words can be such powerful tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, you know, I suppose the buzzword now is well-being. We're all dealing with our well-being, and you know, everybody's looking at kind of their diets or their healthy eating, and we've planners in there to help people with all that. And also, there are quotes in there to support people who are going through particular, you know, medical issues or health issues, and just that they, you know, it's kind of a little pick-me-up, really, is what it is.
And sometimes, you know, you can come across a quote that, you know, it's like the penny suddenly drops and you can just apply it to your own circumstances.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And that's the feedback we get from our customers.
Yeah. So, Brendan, you'd be a great believer in, you know, things in the past. Look, they're done and dusted. We can't change them. We, you know, live for the present.
Absolutely. Just live for right now. We can't even, you know, we can't live for like 6 hours down the way, really. You know, we can make plans and, you know, I mean, in hopes that they come that your direction. But this is it right here, right now. This is it.
Now, I was looking at some of the figures since the business started. You know, we reckon you've around 600,000 copies have gone all over the world. So, you know, that says something because it really shows. It's certainly, the product is working, it's popular, so you're doing a lot of things right.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, we seem to be doing things okay. Well, really right, yeah. Get the products out there. You know, we want to make a difference to the people, you know, to everyone, if it's possible. And we would love, a copy in every house, every household, you know. And, you know, that's working for us as well, but we just need to increase that, you know, to get them out there. But people need to know this product. A lot of people is still out there that doesn't know the product, you know. But getting like more than a half a million products out there, that's fantastic. You know, it really is good. And maybe making a difference to, as what I said earlier on, maybe saving lives or, you mean, bringing people to their, you know, just to their well-being, you know. We think that's really important, you know.
And would you have dealings with health professionals and support groups who, you know, may not have been aware of them, and then when they see the, like for example here, the young person's diary, Katrina, that then you say, well, hold on, yeah, this is something we can use.
I certainly have had a couple of health professionals on looking for both the young person's diary and the well-being, and they found them really helpful. And, you know, schools, we've had a couple of schools come on and, again, the young person's diary. And actually last year I had a person in Cork came on looking for 40 young person's diary for a class.
Yeah.
And the summer projects, sometimes they purchase them also for the young people, the young person's diary.
Looking at the young person's diary, again, you know, there's an awful lot in it. It's almost mind-boggling. I'm thinking, how on earth did you get all these things together? I mean, the whole thought process to put this into a book is, you know, it's quite remarkable. I suspect there were a lot of late nights.
Yep, definitely, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then you also have your piece to write in. You know, I mean, you can think of whatever the quote is for that particular day, and you can write in maybe into the section as well of what affects you. But what I found, Chris, as well, was people telling me that they won't write in it because they don't want it to destroy it.
So, we've arranged your products now. Also, you have a planner as well. So, Katrina, that's a fairly
planner,
new.
Yeah. Planner only came out about, this is probably the fifth year of it now, but it's people just tell us, you know, for kids, people who have children and they're involved in sports or whatever, or medical appointments, or I know for myself, I have my household, when the household stuff is due, like when the gas is due and I need to order oil, that's what I use it for. But, you know, they really are fantastic because you can see it at a glance up on the wall and you can see at a glance.
Yeah, so picture, a lot of offices have a fairly straightforward one that might be sponsored by a company and it's just a bland enough calendar, but here we have a wall planner that's very nicely designed, bright colours, and a couple of little sayings and tips. And it's got your goals, and you can just write in down the side. Do you have a sort of a constant stream of new products that you're planning? That are, you know, is it a case you want to launch one or two every year?
No, probably not. We really want to just expand on our sales of what we have, and then We have, as I said, we took that out in about 2020, the wall planner, and the wellbeing in 2021. And I suppose the other core projects have been there, as Brendan said, the Irish Get Up and Go Diary is there from the start. And then 2016, the Busy Women came out. The Gratitude would have been previous to that as well, probably 2014. And the Young Persons, well, actually, the Young Persons was initially called the Get Up and Go Diary for teens, and then we changed to a boys and a girls, and we then thought, well, Young Persons was, it's more, it's a kind of a unisex product. It could be, boys or girls can use it, and it's probably, I think it suits that market better.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've no plans for a new product, is what I'll say, because you never know,
From a business perspective, I suppose one of the challenges that you may have is, when you're putting in your orders with the printers for the 2025 diary, be it the Young Persons one or the Diary for Women, how many copies do you actually order? I mean, you base it on last year's figures. Brendan's been out. He's saying, we're going to do well. Mm-hmm. But that must be a difficult thing, because obviously you don't want to end up with printing too few, because then you're losing out in revenue. If you print too many, then... Yeah. You've paid too much in costs, so that must be a tricky balance.
It is a tricky balance. And you don't want to order too few, because the reprint cost is obviously, So it really is looking at what we sold last year, and then looking for growth as well. And we put in a little bit for growth. And the other thing we do, Chris, is we donate product to hospitals, schools, some charities, mental health charities, and other worthy causes. So we do that with some of our leftover stock, that it doesn't go to waste, and that we're not left with huge bills for recycling or that, So, it's a tricky one trying to get it right. Yeah.
I remember speaking to a sales rep for the Irish Times many years ago. He asked me the question, how many newspapers left on the stand was the ideal number? And first reaction was none, because it was sold out. Now he says, I want one left, because if it's one left, you've won, it's one left. But if you've none left, you could have lost out. Did you lose out on one sale, two sales, 10 sales?
Yeah, yeah.
And it always stuck with me there. He said, so you always need to have that little extra, but it's just trying to align it up as much.
Absolutely.
So, Brendan, I'll let you know if I go into a shop and I just see one one copy left.
That'd be great.
Which brings me on to stockists. So you have stockists of the Get Up and Go Diaries all over the country.
All over the country. Yeah. And, I could name them all if I had my full list here. But I think the best thing to do in this case here is to... we leave a copy here in the studio. If anybody wants to know where any of the shops are, that'd be great. They could ring the studio, or they can visit us on the by coming to our website, or using your link, you know, if you've put up a link as well. Other than that, they can get us on www.getupandgodiary.com.
Yeah. And the website itself, in terms of building that up over the time, Katrina, you know, a lot of thought has had to go into the website. Visually, it has to look good. Everything has to work when you click it and you want it to be fast. So I presume that has taken up a lot of your time as well.
It has. It has. And, you know, we've been very lucky, actually, with some of the people that we've come across and then have come to work on a freelance basis with us. And, we changed our website there a few years back, and we got a lot of support, actually, from Leo, local enterprise office, yes, which was great, yeah. You know. And, it's constantly evolving and changing, and, you know, stuff is, you know, the way computerized stuff goes, it's just constantly, you have to keep up to date on that. And I suppose that's probably one of the challenges when there's only two of us trying to keep on top of all that kind of stuff. But it definitely makes the product available worldwide. Mm. So it's really important to keep the website up to date.
What about, is there any potential to translate these into other languages?
We have looked at it, and it's certainly something that we are considering. Yeah. I haven't actually done it yet, but we are definitely considering it, you know. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's some things translate literally and they don't work out. So
one of the difficulties is, you know, what you get in English and then you can lose it in the translation, you know.
Yeah, and I see, like, there's even some of Brendan's culinary delights are in here, the caprese salad with salmon.
Absolutely.
A lot of the people who would be buying them, maybe they buy the diary for themselves initially, but they like it so much that then they think, well, that's an ideal gift for my sister or my mother or whatever. Yeah. Isn't that the case?
Yeah.
Certainly. We have a lot of people who say, oh, I got this as a present and now I want to buy it for you know, family members or neighbours or babysitters, dog sitters. And it's so handy when people are travelling because, you know, it's a nice size, A5 size. It fits in your bag. It doesn't take up too much room.
The trade side of the business, do you get many bulk orders from companies as such? Would they buy them maybe as gifts for their employees?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do indeed. Particularly at Christmas time. Or the other one is National Women's Day. We've had companies buy the busy women for their female employees. Yeah.
Now, Brendan, recently you were the recipient of an All-Ireland Business Foundation Trailblazer Award. So congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
Was presented to you at Croke Park. I think there was about 19 entrepreneurs in total. So tell us a little bit about that, because it's nice to get recognised, and this is certainly a high-profile, prestigious award.
Yes. Whenever you say 19, that meant that there was actually 19 companies that had been 7 years accredited. On the actual day that was there, there was 500 companies actually being represented there that particular day. Now, I suppose, myself, just driving around the country and meeting so many people and just keeping everybody motivated and, you know, as best I can, that's probably why I got the award. I just keep going. I don't stop. And it was really, really great for the All-Ireland Business Foundation to recognise me, you know, as a trailblazer in Ireland.
So, I mean, look, you're the classic case of you practice what you preach.
Well, I keep going.
So away from work, Brendan, what's your own downtime? How do you sort of chill out?
Okay, how do I chill out? I like my garden and I like my tunnel and I like growing my own vegetables. And then usually at the weekends I get for a spin up around Mullaghmore Head on my pushback, this type of thing. And if I get an opportunity, which I'm not getting with the weather at the moment, I might go out there for what I would class as a spin just on an evening time, you know. Great. And then we love going dancing as well on Saturday nights.
And of course, you know, it is important and it ties in with everything here. You as much as anybody else, need a work-life balance.
Absolutely. Yeah. You just need the work-life balance all the time, just to be doing things, you know what I mean? That's not just, free your head up from your work now and again, you know what I mean, this type of thing, you know? Because, you know, if you're on the go for like from 8 o'clock in the morning till like maybe 7 o'clock in the evening sometimes, you know, that takes a lot out of you, you know. So you need to recuperate and just get your break and maybe take a wee holiday now and again just and see how it goes.
And the same to you, Katrina. But how do you unwind?
Well, this was I've two elderly dogs, so I walk them daily, but I'm also involved in a lot of community events locally where I live. I moved from Dublin to just outside Carrick and Shannon, so I be involved in community events there, and then I actually do a lot of voluntary stuff online in support, like they say, breakout rooms and that kind of stuff on Zoom. So that's how I, and then I love country music, and I love, I was actually at the Fla last week, so I love a bit of the Irish music as well, so that kind of thing, yeah.
And back to kind of where we started, Brendan, if we go back to 2008, when you got involved, there wasn't an awful lot of talk in Ireland about mental health, whereas now, you know, it's something that's come right up to the forefront, and so from a business point of view, you know, you're in the right place at the right time.
Sure, yeah, and as I say, you know, it's about making a difference for people. You know, I mean, we found at the time that this was absent. You know, to make a, you know, make a difference for people's well-being, and as you say, you know, I mean, back when I came into the company, there wasn't much talk about it at that particular time. You know, like prior to that, even coming into the company, I was a bricklayer. I was a bricklayer for 30 years. So like, you know, you were watching what was going on all the time, you know, in life. And then even today, to come from a bricklayer to be able to speak to people, you know, on a one-to-one basis, you know, you're coming off a building site or whatever the case may be, and you weren't really training or doing anything in the like of speaking on a one-to-one basis, you know, and then, you know, getting personal and, you know, a conversation with people as well. But now we find that right now a lot of it is about mental well-being, you know, just as you say, it's just like, you know, what you're doing in the evening after your work, you mean, just throw yourself at your work, but throw yourself into your, you know, your hobbies and stuff like that as well, you know.
So, Katrina, as we just round things up, the office, the headquarters, the warehouse in Ballyshannon, all the publications come to you. That's the hub as such.
That is the hub, yeah.
You're making sure that their orders go out. And, you know, everybody now, there's so much going out, posts and couriers and whatever. So it's all going out from Ballyshannon?
Going out from our office there at Portnason in Ballyshannon, yeah. Yes, indeed.
So as we look ahead to the future, any particular plans for the company in the next few years? Get Up and Go Publications, what's next?
Well, we would like to expand into the UK and the US. Mm. And you know, there are certain places in Ireland that we haven't been discovered yet, and we'd certainly like to...
And those markets, I mean, if you get into the UK or the American market, they speak the same language.
Yeah.
You might have to change the odd spelling with the odd American word. But, I mean, essentially, there's no reason really why you can't replicate this, and the sky's the limit.
Well, even to get the Irish diaspora in those countries would be...
Yeah, the only downside is Brendan will have to hop on the ferry over at Larne or wherever and... you'll be looking for him and he'll be in Southampton one day, Norfolk the next day, Newcastle the next day, you'll be clocking up more miles.
Yeah, well, that'll be okay. I don't mind driving at all, you know, and that'll be great if I was away by Southampton someday, you know, getting products in somewhere and Katrina rings me, you know, where are you today, you know, and that'll be excellent, you know, I'd love that, you know.
But it's great, you know, this is a business, it started here in the Northwest and, you know, you're still in a growth phase and the world's your oyster in many respects.
Sure, sure. And you wouldn't know, sure, maybe one of your listeners or somebody has, you know, has a contact somewhere, and that would be great to hear from them. You know, they can come through the radio station here and they can get our contact details. There's no problem with that.
Absolutely. So if anybody wants to contact Get Up and Go Publications, Katrina, just give us those website details again.
www.getupandgodiary.com.
So the name says it all. Get up and go and be positive. Just your concluding thoughts, Brendan. Promote the positive message.
Just get up and go. We inspire to inspire, and we will make a difference.
Yeah. Finally, Katrina, many thanks for coming in. So the company, you must be well pleased and a sense of pride there that, you know, you are helping so many other people.
Yeah, that's always been my thing, Chris, about helping other people. And I really feel it. This is product. And that's when I came to work for Get Up and Go. That's what I saw. This is a product that makes a difference. Yeah.
And for yourself, Brendan, one of the beauties of being on the road, you're meeting a lot of people, and I take it you really enjoy that because you're actually communicating with people face to face, showing them the product. There's a great sense of satisfaction in that.
Absolutely. It's great just to be able to do that. And I do love meeting people, just like Katrina, and doing the best I can, you know, doing the best I can do for the people and get the product on the shop and get them to be my partners. You know, I mean, in business then, they become my partners in business, you know.
Great. Well, there we'll leave it. Brendan Sands, Director, and Katrina McGloin, Managing Director of Get Up and Go Publications. Many thanks for joining me on Business Matters. Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters. If you want to contact the programme, just email me at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.